You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
And with any luck at all, when we get to Cozzy's Corner, Roman Coz will be there waiting for us. Morning, Roman.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to our fabulous listeners.
Yeah, lots and lots of them out there. Roman, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, first of all, I was thinking about coincidences this morning. You played She's My Baby, which is a song about Johnny O'Keefe's wife. And by a fluke, I bought a book off Roger Evans, Josh's dad, at the Avenel Market yesterday about Johnny O'Keefe. So I thought a very strange coincidence, but it's got nothing to do with the guy I'm going to be talking about. And his name is Paul Peterson. Now, he's best known for his eight-year role as Jeff Stone in the TV series The Donna Reed Show. Opposite Donna Reed, of course, who herself was quite an actress. She won the Best Female Supporting Actress role in 1963 for the film From Here to Eternity, opposite Burt Lancaster and Deborah Kerr. And in that same TV show was Shelley Fabre, who played his sister Mary, and she had a hit with a song called Johnny Angel, which is quite well known at our station.
Do remember that one, and yeah, we play it from time to time.
Yes, 275 episodes of that show, so they pumped a fair few in each year.
Yeah, not now, wrong.
Now he began as one of the original Mouseketeers in 1955 when Disneyland first opened at the age of 10. He had a bit of a film career around that time in 1957. He appeared in a film called Monolith Monster, which is just about ready to be forgotten about. And appearing in that film was a very young Troy Donahue, who ended up in Surfside 6. And 1958, he played opposite Friend Forever in Cary Grant and Sophia Loren in a film called Houseboat. And, of course, 1958, he starred in the Donna Reed Show for a number of years. In 1997, he won the former Child Star Lifetime Achievement Award.
Goodness me.
Yeah, this is an award he was very proud of, and I'll mention why just a little bit later. After the show had finished, he appeared in a number of TV series, notably as Johnny Eagle Eye in a couple of episodes of F Troop, and opposite Sally Field in a couple of episodes when she was the Flying Nun. And he also had a recurring role in the TV soap opera at General Hospital. Now, while the Donna Reed Show was on, he had a singing career back in then. He had quite a few songs. They're very quite funny and quirky, She Can't Find Her Keys. The brilliant 1962 song My Dad, which ended up in number 6 on the American Billboard chart. He had a song called Chained. And in 1968, a song called A Little Bit for Sandy, which was quite a big hit here in Australia, but not so big in the States. He had other songs like Little Boy Sad, which a group in Australia called MPD Limited did a very good version of. And the M part of that was Mike Brady, who we know as... the man who sings Up There, Kazali.
Hmm. Yeah, a bit of a connection there. I didn't know that was originally a Paul Peterson song.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it until I read it. I know the Australians sold quite a few from overseas at the time. He did some albums and a series of average film, but he wasn't just a one-track pony person. There were more strings to his bow because he became a writer and wrote 16 adventure novels based around a character a little bit like... Matt Helm, if you can remember that, and James Bond type. So he was quite successful with that. And in 1977, he published an autobiography called Walt, Mickey and Me, Confessions of the First Ex-Mouseketeer.
Goodness gracious.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, he's quite a lad, this one. In later years, he's been on the board of directors at the Screen Actors Guild, a section of it to do with sort of a union movement for the actors. However, this is where he really, really shone. It was his activism with former child actors that has won him those enormous plaudits like that award I mentioned earlier.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but in 1990, former child star Rusty Hamer, most people would forget Rusty, but he was in the TV series. He played the son in the Danny Thomas show. Unfortunately, Rusty committed suicide because he just couldn't get work, and at one stage, ended up selling newspapers. Quite a sad end to a young fellow that Danny Thomas said was the best boy actor I ever saw in my life. This young kid could do anything that he was asked to. His death affected Paul Peterson to the extent he started an organisation called A Minor Consideration, and the idea was to improve the transition between child actor and when they became adults. It goes back to a little bit to the Coogan Law. I don't know if you know about the Coogan Law, but it was based around Jackie Coogan, who many people might remember as Uncle Fester in the Addams Family. And way back in 1939, they brought a law in because he was the young kid opposite Charlie Chaplin as the kid. You might remember seeing photos of this little kid beside Charlie Chaplin. Well, that was Jackie Coogan, and his parents stole all his money. So Paul Peterson was in the background tidying up some of the loopholes around the Coogan Law. So he's quite an activist there, helping the young actors and that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's lived the experience, so you can't get better than that. But it is interesting. I suppose it's kind of the way it works. But, you know, while you're young and cute and you're playing a kid's role, yeah, too easy. But, people grow up, don't they? And as you say, there does need to be some sort of, some sort of transition. And, yeah, good on Paul Peterson for bringing that in. I didn't know anything about that.
Oh, very, very active in it. And one of the lucky ones who got out of it unscathed. Currently, Paul does a 3-times-weekly radio show in Los Angeles called Aging in Los Angeles as part of the Department of Los Angeles County.
I can relate to that one.
Yeah, fair enough. So he's about 77 now. So
yeah, he must be.
That fits in. So he obviously focuses on senior issues there. Quite an outstanding individual. He's been married 3 times. He was originally married to actress Brenda Benet, who appeared in The Days of Our Lives, 255 episodes of that.
Oh, wow.
As Lee Dumondi Carmichael Williams. I'm afraid I don't know the character. I used to watch it a little bit when I was younger, but unfortunately she suicided after the death of her son to Bill Bixby, who was in our favourite Martian, Incredible Hulk, whom she left Paul Peterson for. Paul's remarried twice since and is currently married to Rana Ja Platts, married since 1992, and life seems to have settled down pretty well for him. Quite a young guy, not a young guy now, but quite a guy who's managed to find a number of careers through. And, of course, I knew him more as a singer, and I guess you did too, Pete, until this morning.
Yeah, exactly. You've learned a lot about him this morning, I didn't know.
Yeah, quite a guy. So the song we've chosen is a terrific little song called My Dad, and I kind of suggest to people to have a listen to the lyrics of it because it's terrific. He actually sang that song to his screen father in the show, Alex Stone, and that became quite a hit in 1962.
Okay, well, let's do it, Roman. Thank you very much for that, and gee, very informative this morning. Good on you.
Thank you, Peter.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.